And what would you call flat, low-lying land along a stream that might be flooded in the spring and then plowed later?
Flat land.
Low-lying land, you know, near a river or a creek or a stream.
Low land. Let's see, low land. We don't have much of that in this section. I don't want to be there. What would be the southern expression for that?
Well, lowland's fine, but I was thinking maybe bottomland.
Bottomland. Bottomland would be a mirror expression here. It's bottomland down low, where next to the creek or next to the river.
And how would you describe that kind of soil?
Bottomland, it's loose soil, lots of times sandy.
Uh-huh. You say loose or?
Loose.
Uh-huh.
Loose soil. It'd be loose soil, but it'd be the sand. You see what hold it to. Yeah. A part make it loose, be easy plowed, wouldn't be like a loam or red clay up on the hills.
What's loam?
Loam is kind of a darker soil. Darker soil, it don't have too much clay in it. Has more marl and looser soil.
And is that better?
It's easier to cultivate. Lots easier to cultivate than the hard clay, but it don't hold the water like the red clay will.
I see. If you're talking about soil that's very productive, you know, that you'd call
you'd
that.
You'd say the loam.
But if you're talking about that you'd call it loam, but if I was thinking a word you might use to describe soil or land that you could grow a lot of things on.
That's very fertile.
Yeah.
Very fertile, very productive.
Okay, and what you call low-lying grassland?
Lowland, well, let's see, you could call that down in the lower meadow or something like that. Right.
And how about, now I don't suppose you have much trouble with this around here, but land that is open or overgrown that has water in it, standing in it all the time?
That's swampy land. It's swampy. It has crawfish in it, crawfish and swampy and not very desirable to cultivate.
Do you have any swamps around here?
No swamps.
No problem with all the hills, huh? To get water out of a marsh do you have any marshes around?
Where you have water in the marsh, you put in a draining system to put dig ditches and put in tiling to mm-hmm. drain the water off.
And what would you call that tiling? You call it a drainage?
Drainage, or you see kind of a form of it would be irrigation, be more of a drainage system to, that isn't the right word yet.
Well, something like a canal or a drain or a tunnel or a ditch, any?
Well, no, you put that tiling in. The tiling isn't solid, it has a little partition between the joints don't fit up tight.
Yeah.
And you cover that up then, and the water soaks down, it soaks in between each joint and then flows on out into the stream at the far end.
Yeah. Do you ever call that anything else when you cover it up like that, when you cover the ditch up?
Well, a drainage system,
I guess. You ever use the term blind ditch?
A blind ditch would be, that would be a blind ditch. I guess a blind ditch would be a ditch that's covered up so you couldn't see it. Yeah, I guess that would be all
okay.
Right.
Okay. And now, you were telling me about the waterways around here. What are the names of some of the streams in the area? You mentioned the largest one around here, the running water.
This stream here that starts where my grandfather settled here. He built, when he came to this section, he built right at the head of this stream, at the first spring, at the head of the creek, and they called that goes on down through history as Creek.